Hey BMF family, this is Sandy Dover for BMF Sports, also known as Baller Mindframe, a partner of Complex Media. I'm here today to talk about New Balance baseball and New Balance training. With the MLB playoffs in full effect, we're seeing that many of the athletes are wearing their cleated performance footwear, but oftentimes it's not seen or even really known how baseball players actually train, a lot of times in their footwear. And what types of footwear. And so with the New Balance Minimus collection, also the Fresh Foam collection, as it pertains to training, as we get into these 2014 playoffs, I'll be going in depth to kind of talk about three different shoes: the Minimus 20 Trainer version 3, the Minimus 80 Fresh Foam, and the Minimus 00 Trainer, the 00. And they all have different attributes that make them special and different. And they all have different performance features that actually lend to certain strengths and others their own. But this is what we'll be talking about today. First up, we'll be talking about the Minimus Trainer version 3 in the New Balance Baseball Edition. With this particular shoe, what's important about it is that it's a low-cut shoe. And some of the performance aspects of it are fairly low-tech, but they're engineered to be low-tech so that you can actually get as much out of your training with respect to your balance as possible. There's a Vibram outsole, which actually is segmented into four or five different pieces, but it's all closely fitted together so that it acts as one. Then there's the low-profile midsole, actually, that's atop the Vibram sole. And it has a specific kind of honeycomb, hexagonal sort of pattern the outsole does for proper grip. Also, what's important is that the Minimus Baseball version 3 trainer actually has what is called the Meta Support System, which is basically heat welded strips that go along the shoe and actually support the foot, so that there is a kind of, well, meta support, meaning that there's not much layer actually over the foot, but you still get the kind of support that you need without there having to be a whole lot of weight from like leather. It's basically a mesh form shoe. Now, I talk about the fact that it's low profile because the whole idea about the Minimus Trainer 20 version 3 is that it's as low set as possible so your body can be in its proper alignment. A lot of times shoes with high soles and different sorts of leathers or layers on the top, they kind of constrict your balance. And so this shoe particularly makes it so that you can be at your body's most natural balance so that you can actually achieve sort of the sort of things that you like in your training without there being any deficiencies in your balance, because balance is everything. If there's no balance in your training, then that makes it difficult to actually perform things correctly, and you want to be able to perform things correctly. What a great aspect of the shoe is that it actually can be worn with or without socks, although through testing, it's advised that you wear socks just so that you can have a kind of standoff between the moisture that actually builds up as you're training in your feet versus having to have that kind of linger in the shoe. So socks kind of create a standoff. They create a buffer for it. But the strengths of the Minimus 20 version 3 are that beyond its low profile fit, it actually allows your foot to breathe, since it's got a full mesh upper and meta support strips to actually help contain you. You don't need anything to actually protect your foot so much as you need your foot to breathe. And so that's a great aspect of it. Also, too, the forefoot is wider so that you can have proper toe spread. And you can be able to splay when you're actually putting all your force on your feet. Many shoes actually have a kind of narrow kind of cut in the forefoot, which is stylistically maybe more aesthetic, but it doesn't always give you the kind of comfort that you need. With the New Balance Trainer version 3 in its 20 version, it actually allows it so that your foot actually has the kind of contoured shape that it normally takes on its own if you're walking barefoot. So that makes it easier to kind of get around to and achieve a better balance in your training. These can be worn primarily for weightlifting, but also for sprint training, for running, for just about anything that you'd like to do, calisthenics, anything that involves you being on your feet and needing to exercise and train. That's what these shoes are made for. They're very durable. They last a while. Like I said, the Vibram sole is a very long-lasting rubber sole. So you'll be able to kind of do what you need to do as long as you need to do it until the shoe's life has run its course for performance.